Alright, welcome to Puro Kalaro Podcast. Hindi ko na alam kung anong episode to. I think it's the 53rd or 51st episode. This will be the start of our year 3. So, pero ang ating mga guests ngayon ay galing sa isang kumpanya. Secret lang, hindi natin sasabihin. Secret. They came from the studio, Secret 6. So, grabe, AAA developers to mga to kasi bigatin. So, wag natin silang mamatahin. And then, I mean, we are all for developers naman. We're all for developers and even indie or whatever. Pero this is the first time we'll have guests that will represent the AAA. Yan. Ubisoft ayaw nila eh. Damot eh. Pero yun. So we have the guys from Secret 6. We have Jem, Nicole, Rui, and Sarah. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yan. Good evening to, pero bahala kayong kailan nyo pakinggan to, guys. Ayan. So, anyway, let's start. Kumusta kayo? How are you guys doing in this COVID-19 pandemic? Kumusta?
Alam mo yung nasa point ka na kailangan mong gumastos para sa mga work from home equipments?
Same.
Oh my god, yes.
Like, yung mga ano pa eh, like yung mga miniature things like cable extension, USB hub, kahit sabitan ng headphones, yeah, kailangan mo
pilihin. Arm, ganun.
Oh, para cool. Parang nausa sa Facebook yung ano, Scandinavian homes.
Mga ano yun, mga taken for granted natin eh, no? Usually, kailangan maganda yung setup ng PC mo. Kailangan yung mga pre-pros, ganun. Pero pag nag-work from home ka na, parang kailangan ko nun. Dati, inisip ko lang eh.
Parang kailangan ko ng keyboard.
Yung dati kong mesa, lagayan ng gulay.
Uy, ako nga, nagmamouse ako dati sa ibabaw ng CPU eh. Kaya wow. Nung nag-transition ako ng, may mousepad na ako, parang, bakit nang liit lang ng galaw ng kamay ko? Ah, kasi sanay ako na hindi malalaglag yung mouse ko sa ibabaw ng CPU.
RGB ba yan para gamers?
Oo, mas malakas pag may RGB.
Oh. Lalo na yung kulay blue.
Ganda na mga pangalan niya. Kami, mga alat ang mga gamer names eh. Kayo talagang, with last name ah. You guys don't need to say your last names.
Just a regular work from home setup. We have our own server specific sa company namin. So ayun. parang regular office lang na. Basically parang transfer over sa bahay. Pretty chill.
Siyempre maraming missing things yan. Hindi dyan mo miss yung office nyo. Baka may mga free food naman kasi kayo sa pantry. Ganyan.
Yung vendo, wala na.
Sariling timpla na.
Na maalam na.
Aircon.
Sariling timpla. Aircon, yun. Yun ang mahirap nga.
Yung main thing, aircon.
Buti na lang, nag-uulan ngayon. Sana bintana.
Pero nung April nung nag-start kami, I think, di ba April tayo nag-transition to work from home? April?
I think it was March. The moment ECQ started. As far as I remember, yeah.
Oh, yung first few months nun, ang hirap yung adjustment. Grabe. Lahat kami natatakot sa electric bills eh.
Yun yung yung nagre-reklamo kami na super lamig ng aircon sa office, tapos ngayon nami-miss na namin.
Yes. Nami-miss ko magkumot sa office.
Business as usual naman when it comes to your submissions, yung mga individual na ginagawa nyo.
Yeah, we just report regularly, submit na things we need to submit.
Ah, okay. Ganun din. Pero at least walang pumupunta sa station. Ano na? Anong petsa na?
Pero in the form of text.
May ganun pa rin.
In the form of emoji, yung smiley face. Asan nagawa mo smile?
Ba talaga, no? Pero I mean, I mean, we here in Puro Kalaro, we do have an idea on how like development works when it comes to ano. Pero kasi kayo, you guys are like on a different level eh. I mean, you might not think it, pero you guys have it like better than most when it comes to like the setup of like having being a AAA developer. Or doing work for AAA publishers or whatnot. How does it all work, ba? I mean, just a rough estimate. I mean, let's first introduce nyo muna what you guys do. You will start your, with your name and then what you guys work on personally. Ano yung task nyo? Tagapindot ba kayo ng send ng email or?
Ladies first.
Oh, oh my god. Oh my. Okay, ikaw muna, Sarah.
Well, me, I'm hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a 2D project lead. So basically, I oversee yung I make sure that the project is organized at most part. And I do quality checking and then ako rin yung sasubmit ng finished product to the client. So that's what I do.
Nicole, ikaw naman.
Sige. My name's Nicole. Game designer ako sa studio. What I usually do is mostly documentations. Like, I create yung mga game design documents. Like, working with games from ground up, basically. Like, designing them. And if, like, kunwari, si client, ganito, usually, I try to translate it into that document and then, like, provide proposal, something like that. I also do like pitch presentations if like we need to pitch for a client naman, if not like from their request mga just it's really just working with the entire design area. So
wow, galing ah. Ikaw naman, Jem.
Hi, I'm Jem and I am a 3D creative lead. Basically I handle and manage an entire department mga 3D artists, and usually ako along with producers, we are the first people in line to talk and coordinate with clients on schedules and stuff while I work on different depending sa client on which workflow would work best doon sa hinihingi nila.
Kasama doon yung mga deadline kung gaano katagal din yung
tatapusin. Oh yes, like okay. As much as I want, like, kasi we have producers eh, and basically sila yung magano sa amin, oh, deadline na. As much as I want to not think about it, I always think about it.
Eh, well, tama naman yun. Mm-hmm. Si Rui, bumalik na ba si Rui?
Rui. Narinig
mo. Ayun, narinig mo. Alright. Okay, so, Rui, what is your, bale, kung ano yung work mo sa company?
So yun, I'm Rui. Actually, I'm senior 3D artist sa 3D console naman, 3D console department.
Mm. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Pag 3D console, may kaibahan ba yun or something?
Mostly, kami mga nasa AAA talaga. Tapos meron din 3D mobile, ganun.
Technically yung just so you know, there are two separate teams for 3D. One in yung kung saan galing si Rowie, which is 3D console. Kami, which previously titled 3D mobile, is now 3D game dev. And
hindi ko naman talaga naintindihan yan eh. Gusto ko lang i-explain yan.
Pero I think the major thing that could explain to us, kasi kami, we work closely with the devs, and with 2D, especially sa team ni Nicola tsaka ni Sarah, we pretty much work closely on one project in house.
Let's translate this to our gamer listeners. Pagdating sa work nyo, saan kayo? Kumbaga, let's say, imagine niyo na lang isang screen. Anong ginawa nyo doon based dun sa work nyo? If it applies at all.
Screen?
Oo, libo isang screen or sabihin na natin ano sabihin na natin hindi natin sabihin yung mga ginawa niyo pero ano depende. Let's say
ano yung mga unang makita sa screen natin.
Oo, like, libo sa isang screen pag nandiyan na yung ano yung character or sabihin na natin ano siya open world tapos third person. Oh, may game kayo na ganun, alam ko.
here's a surprise. Yung kung ano yung makita niyo sa screen ko is basically spreadsheets. Spreadsheets and documentation.
Yan din yung buhay ng designer, panay papel documents sheet. Pero like if we're translating it into a game like end ko basically yung rules na makikita mo within game.
Okay, like, okay.
Paano malalaman yung conditions na panalo ka, putalo ka, gano'n.
Okay.
Tapos, sometimes we also handle UI. Medyo all around kaming mga designers sa office.
Alam mo, ang hirap din sa situation ko kasi parang, I know both sides. So yung gitna na nakikita ko lang, parang puro lines of codes lang siya. Diba? Kasi, I mean, let's face it, you guys are the reason why a game actually functions. Pero you are also the most, sabihin na natin, taken for granted pagdating dyan sa games, diba? All a gamer is complaining about is this and that and ganyan-ganyan. Which you guys know how to fix and sometimes medyo boggled kayo kung bakit why is it behaving this way. Pero you guys are the first parang let's say frontliners pagdating dyan na ano. How is yung let's say yung delivery and expectation pagdating dito. Let's say a client actually says oh ganito dapat mangyari and then yung expectation actually changes. Actually, paltan nyo na lang. How do you guys deal with that pag ganyan? Ibig sabihin kasi sometimes, ano eh, parang hindi nare-realize na parang bumabalik, back to the drawing board kayo kasi parang hindi nag-work eh.
Parang yung feasibility ng, like, if we have an idea for a game.
Oo.
Actually, sinicole yung sa game design, they handle those stuff.
Oh yeah, you
know, we handle the grunt of those things. We usually like take those feedback and then we try to actually discuss it like within like kung may ka work kang designer, you discuss it with them like what are the things that we did wrong, maybe what are the things that affect na maapektuhan doon, tapos what are the things we can improve on, and then we do that proposal and see if like you know it goes well with the client na kung okay lang sa kanila ganito, then we push for it. But of course there's also like a lot of things within there. We also of course inform our team just so we would also know if for example kung yung game is out na and then we get those feedback, so kailangan din namin malaman na sa mga devs na ay possible ba to kasi baka may magalaw kami tapos magre-revise na naman tayo. Or something like that. So,
kasi nakakatakot kasi usually, I mean, on a gamer standpoint, what's scary between the relation between developers and gamers is that the meta changes. Ibig sabihin, yung entire idea ng how a game concept actually works in the game, nagbago siya because there's too much changes that were made. Are you guys part of any like maintenance? Even if the game is out, you guys maintain particular games?
I do. I'm on a somewhat like similar project like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, nga pala. I mean, we have like Go Signal naman eh to actually mention your games that you guys were involved in, except one. So we're not allowed to say one, which is sayang yun ang pinaka juicy. Pero okay lang. I mean we can discuss without saying the game of how you guys feel. Pero mamaya na yun. Or how would you guys feel?
Would it matter if halimbawa ako haven't played it yet?
Ako nga, I haven't played it yet eh, kasi wala naman ako nung platform na yon. PC Master Race ako eh, so hindi naman nagkataon lang wala akong platform, pero previously yung mga dati nalalaro ko yung mga games na sa platform na yon and all that. Ayun, pati yung platform ay sabihin eh, no? Siyempre mahirap na. Anyway, andun tayo sa, let's discuss muna. I want to guys hear from you kasi gusto ko magkaroon talaga ng malinaw na sagot dito from especially you guys who represent AAA games. When it comes to delivering from your clients, no matter who it is, like sino bang gumawa ng ano? What was this game that you guys did? Pupull up ko na nga yung website nyo. Bigla ka na ba-blanko. this was actually free. I actually have this game because it's just free. And this is not my type of game. I don't really like open world sandboxes. Pero let's talk about like Just Cause 4. Were you guys involved in that?
Zero way makasagot.
Yeah, yun. Zero way makasagot.
Ayun, meron pala. Eh. May natira. Okay, matagal lang kasi itong game na to eh. And I mean, this translates to what? Almost a decade long of development na siguro. Hindi, from development phase. Matagal na itong game na to on a gamer standpoint, pero on a development, so mas matagal pa to, siguro almost a decade na. So Rui, anong masasabi mo dito? Kasi one of my very question is, when it comes to AAA development, and you guys can mention the games that you guys worked on here, except that one, alam nyo na. Deadlines and crunch times. So when it comes to the first example, Just Cause 4, how was the deadline and crunch time when it comes to that? Kumbaga, paano nyo hinandle yun?
Actually, na-handle namin siya ng ano eh. Parang, let's say, in term namin sa office, suabe lang eh, gano'n. Smooth lang talaga. Kasi parang ano eh, most of the assets na kasi mga objects inside the game is nare-repeat yung workflow. So, minaximize namin yung ganong way para hindi kami mag-crunch time and umabot sa deadline or ayun.
Oo. Sa ibang games, from the others, I mean, how does it look like for our listeners on how to, para mag-gauge nila kung ano talaga yung itsura ng isang crunch time pagdating sa dev, na hindi na realize lang yung mga minamadali na lang, ang tagal naman yung release, katulad ng like Cyberpunk 2077, delay na twice, I think three times na. So people are just saying nasty stuff that ano ba yan, hindi nyo na yata kayang tapusin or something like that. Can we educate the gamer listeners here on how it actually looks when it comes to crunch times?
Paano nga ba? I think ano eh, since
when does it happen pala? When does it happen? Does it happen like last like 6 months or last 2 months or something like that?
Parang ano kasi, parang depende sa client actually, kasi yung client ibabato lang yung assets sa amin. Doon minsan parang ipa-flag nila kami na ito, ano to, kailangan to kaagad, ganito. Bibigyan kanila ng estimated time kung ilan matatapos and etc. Depende rin kasi sa artist talaga. Like, well, to be honest, ako na-addict talaga ang gumawa ng art ng 3D asset talaga eh.
So, itigilan ka na gano'n.
So, hanggang masatisfy ko yung art sa utak ko or what, ihinto ko yung trabaho, gano'n lang.
So, hindi, I mean, ikaw, let's just say it na parang perfectionist ka versus pwede na yan.
Hindi pwede kasi yung pwede na yan sa S6. Like, talagang kailangan namin achieve yung quality talaga. Kailangan diskarte talaga eh. Diskarte ang matalaga eh.
Shout out sa Secret Six. Yeah. Quality. I mean, pagdating dyan, who do you guys, when it comes to high level talks, nagkaroon na ba kayo ng game na you guys are working on and then they decided the other way? So who decides that? Who answers to whom? Who makes that decision? On a client side, is it client side or is it your side, local side lang?
It would depend. Kasi we do have a fair share of clients rin that suddenly decides na wag natin ituloy or meron kaming gustong changes. And pero once the designers take a look at it, like sila Nicole, they would realize na, oh boy, marami tong matatapakan in the process. So with situations,
what does that mean maraming matatapakan?
I mean, imagine you're walking on ano, sabihin natin barbecue sticks sa sahig. Kahit sobrang dahan-dahan mo, may nauusog pa rin isang stick na nauusog rin sa iba't ibang stick. Like, sobrang liit niyan, nadidisrupt na yung buong, ano, yung buong arrangement ng mga barbecue sticks na yun. So, ayun, it really is a balancing act kung anong kaya natin i-push, anong kaya natin i-pull. Ngayon, although there are rare occasions lang talaga na it's a complete overhaul doon sa game. And those times, I would say was not something we finally look back on. Pero katulad naman ni mention ni Rowie, we still uphold quality. So as long as we finish it and we finish it with good spirits, then we can say to ourselves that we've done our part and we've done our part good.
Pero I mean, let's parang be specific here sa role ng Secret Six sa isang AAA game. What exactly do you guys work on? Specifically on the game itself. Do you go kasi nga, I mean, na mention ni, I think si Rowie naka-mention kanina na as deep as 3D assets pinapagawa sa inyo. Do you also do like level design or whatnot? Ano yung mga aspects na madalas talagang binabat sa itong Secret Six, magaling sila dito. So what are you guys really known for and what have you guys worked on?
Sige, Gem.
I mean not just so you know rin kasi like before yung ano yung 3D team was separated into two groups, I was part on dun sa main group that works on outsourcing din. And ano yun? Okay, major trail of what was the question ulit?
What is Secret Six usually? Kumbaga pag tinap kayo ng isang publisher, you know, saan ba kayo magaling ang Secret Six? So alam na nila ito, magaling sila dito.
Okay, ayun. So from most of my experience dun sa S6, we mostly handle props, pero I think once nagrow na exponentially yung team nila Rowie, they were able to handle so much more than props like they kahit sa kanya meron na silang concept design, graphic design, yung mga posters, and stuff, 2D decals. And I think somewhere, nag-handle rin kayo ng materials, no, Rowie?
Mga materials.
Yeah. Yung mga materials, ganun. So, and I think it pretty much says it all dun sa website na, ayun, there's a lot of props, and some of them, and I think majority of them could be considered as key items rin mismo sa game, which is yan yung proudest moment at least for any 3D to have something like that shown prominently.
Key items meaning yung papansinin ng player but or ganun.
Ang term ata dun is hero asset, ganun.
Yan.
Lapit sa player, like guns, mga barrel, mga weapons, may mga cinematic scene, ganun.
In-interact ng mga characters.
So usually kasi ano eh, no? Pag, I mean, you guys are considered an outsourced developer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, usually kayo yung pinapagawa nila ng clutter, eh, no? Yes. Tingin ako, kulang pa kami ng clutter, pahingin clutter. Kailangan ko maglagay ng clutter dito sa level na
to. I believe lahat kami started from that eh.
Oh no? Grabe, mm. No? Nakakatamad gumawa ng clutter eh. Pagawa natin sa mga to.
Oh, pero kung makita mo yung pangalan mo sa credits, kahit isang second lang. Nalala ko yung ano eh, like, yung first asset ko on this game, it was really insignificant. And it was like yung testing. It was my first real job to work as a texture artist nung time na yon. And I think no medyo na delay pa ako doon kasi I was having a hard time, pero I was able to submit it. Then lumabas yung trailer, nakita ko siya for just a second, a fraction of a second. Sobrang proud ako. Pero nung pinakita ko sa mga parents ko, yan, yan, kita mo, yan yung ano, yung nababato.
Tila na nagigets, ano?
Oo.
I mean, ako nagigets ko eh, kasi I've heard a story. I don't know if it's one of our episodes or whatnot. Pero yung as simple as, or probably one of the feature, alam mo yun, yung mga making of a game or something like that, explaining how a dev's role is. Yung parang, nakita mo yung ilaw na yan, ilahat ng ilaw sa street na yan, ako gumawa niyan. Kung bakit umiilaw yan, ako may gawa niyan. Parang, alam mo yun, proud na proud. Pero from, I mean, it's on the background and you're proud of it because you can see it every time. But of course, alam mo yun eh, na from a gamer standpoint, dinadaanan lang nila.
It just goes to show rin na how much effort that is put in, especially sa AAA outsourcing eh. Like a simple can, you don't simply just make a can, you say what's the story ng can, parang ito ba nababato.
Talaga?
Oh
yes.
Ibatay ba yung can?
Yes, like if
sino ang nagsusulat noon?
No, I mean nobody. I mean
you guys as a designer do that? I mean labels. No,
I don't think it's a designer thing. It's more of an artistic pride.
I think it's on art. Actually, it's more of like art. Yeah.
Oh, kasi meron silang sinasabi and I hear this a lot rin, especially sa mga Western game dev. The yung pinakamagandang work mo, it works well because people doesn't notice it. Pero kung nakita nila mali yun, alam nila na mali yun.
Ah, pag napunan nila. Oh, correct naman yun. Correct yun.
Uh-oh. And besides the fact that there are other game devs rin na tumitingin sa game na yun, iko-call out nila na, pangit pala yung ano nito mo.
Totoo, do. I mean, on a typical basis, like, as simple as isang lata lang ganyan. How many revisions do you think does it go through? Minsan, siguro naman on a normal level, pasok na agad yung unang gawa, eh, no? Or as small as that, do you think it still gets rejected? Or locally nyo na lang nire-reject? Hindi na
umabot sa client. It has to start locally talaga ma-reject. Kasi that gives a good impression, eh. And I think hanggang ngayon rin, and again, galing rin ako doon sa same team ni Laroi dati, na yan yung ini-ingrain sa amin. And konting segue lang, I do remember the first time when they told me to do a mailbox. It's not for a game, pero it's mostly for something to test yung ano ko, yung capabilities ko as an artist, even though advertising graduate ako. So, yes. We'll go back to that later kasi yung kakatawa yun. So, it's a mailbox. So, I said, okay, bigyan mo na yung texture ng mailbox na to. Ganyan ka-vague yung sinabi. So, okay. And because of my concept artist mind, ginandaan ko yung mailbox. May konting arte doon sa stem, may decals pa doon sa ano, sa lid niya. And nung nakita ng ano, ng dati kong art director, sabi niya, ba't ganyan yung ano mo? So sabi ko, kasi maganda eh. Tapos sabi niya, pustahan tayo. Kung mahanap ko yung design na yan sa Google, pasado yan. Nag-type siya ng mailbox dun sa Google, puro generic. And sa akin, sobrang nag-stand out. So the lesson there is, una, you have to look at real-world references.
Mm-mm.
Only design things when they ask you to design. And you have, kailangan talaga grounded siya sa reality. Hindi porket yung parang cool ng design na to, then reality is out of the bag eh. Hindi, especially for games na that requires high fidelity. Especially ngayon na puro realism talaga yung habol nila.
Actually, yeah. I think we are at a point where you guys will definitely shine now, because compared to like what 10-15 years ago, these assets are mostly talaga nilalakaran lang. Now any like a person who actually appreciates the game or even reviews the game would sometimes look at an asset na para grabe naman yung ginawa nila nito, sobrang detailed naman, and I'm just gonna pass by it. So na-appreciate na nila ngayon yung detail na nilalagay dun sa game. And how do you guys feel about that? Na parang ngayon nagpapalit na napapansin na talaga as small as asset creator lang siya, 3D artist lang siya, ganyan lang siya. Ano sa tingin niyo yung nararamdaman niyo pag nagkakaroon ngayon ng focus ganun? Patuloy yung mga, I mean, you guys made like so many guns in Just Cause 4 and all that. The smallest detail can actually, kumbaga pwede mo i-celebrate eh. So, kayo, how do you feel about that na parang ngayon talaga your craft is being seen in full UHD 4K? Ganyan.
I don't know, me when I play video games, I also notice the stuff.
Yes.
Like, ooh, wow, this is really nice.
Ganda naman ang lighting dito, ganun.
Oh, kaya sarap tropahin ng mga gamers eh. Like, we notice everything.
Kayo pala, I mean, how do you guys play games and how do you look at games? Kasi, I've already experienced, let's say, joining one of the, like a film, ano ba tawag doon? Workshop. After nun, hindi ko na, iba na yung tingin ko sa isang pelikula eh. Kung paano yung cuts, kung paano yung mga ganyan. Hirap, pinapansin mo na lahat. Kayo ba, you guys play a game that way? Na parang pinapansin yung lahat din?
Sa akin, parang, ever since nagsimula akong mag-design, parang may times na nahihirapan ako mag-switch like to a player's hat, to a designer's hat, like switching in between. Because may mga littlest things in game na, lalo na mas nabapadalas ako to like in exploring UI, UX. The moment like may off sa akin regard sa UI ng game, parang, bakit ganito? Dapat ganito ganito. Parang I'm trying to correct them already like in my head while playing, and then like oh wait, I have to stop myself and then remind, no, you're not on your designer hat today, you're on your player hat. So I it's a little bit jarring to actually like sometimes to play in some games, but it's not all the time naman, but I still play for fun. But I just can't help put on that designer hat at sometimes kapag talagang nababother ako sobrang. So yeah, yun sa take ko, at least for my end.
May angas na, no? Parang, naku, ako yan. But for the others, I mean, kayo, I mean, do you guys still play games at all? Or, I mean, of course, pero, I mean, how do you actually view games now?
Ano, ganun din, parang same lang din kay Nicole, na before nun, pag naglalaro, parang enjoy lang talaga, trip-trip lang, trash talk lang. Ngayon, parang, pag tinignan mo yung asset, parang papatanong sa isip, ano kayong process nila dito? Ang ganda, parang ganun. Okay. Like, ang ganda ng variation ng color, ganun. Yung color nito masyadong saturated. Parang ganun. Parang in the end, na-enjoy mo yung game, pero at the same time, nakikita mo yung quality ng process nila, paano nila ginawa.
like going back to that, like, I recently had that kind of experience when I started playing Death Stranding.
Oh.
And alam mo ba yan, Jamie?
Oo, napaka ano noon, napaka, I mean,
Kojima. Kojima's heck.
Sobrang detalyado ang kulit, di ba?
Oh, and ito yung thing eh, and this is just my personal perception of personal perception of things. So in a way, di ba, halos lahat ng games wanted to recreate reality, like So, sobrang realistic yung, like, especially in my Call of Duty Modern Warfare, ang ganda ng lighting nila. Like, if you look at the cutscenes, you, akala ng nanay mo nanonood ka ng bagong Netflix. It's 3D. So, yun. Again, and the one thing that stood out to me, and this is where the designer hat comes in, when I look at dun sa, no, sa Death Stranding, they may have, on the surface level, they may have recreated reality, pero it felt like they more or less redefined yung reality. You can see na they were able to achieve na somewhat otherworldly yung look known by their color schemes, the way how they design their buildings, and basically everything makes sense. Even for Hideo Kojima, kahit yung trailer na doesn't make sense, pero nainganyo kayo kasi visually he said, wow, this is different. Hindi to barilan, naglalakad lang tayo. Ano to? Is this Grab Foods the game? Mga ganyan.
Kasi I mean, in terms of how Kojima designs a game versus the atypical game na didi-design, particularly mga ganyan, open world, tapos third person, tapos syempre may ang world, you can't create an infinite world, that is may mga tinatawag nila mga hidden walls, yung mga ganyan, di ba? The way Kojima designs it is ikaw na yung mag-give up kasi parang ayaw mo nang akyatin yun eh, kasi masyado siyang realistic na parang, di ba? I mean, MGS5 na lang makita mo na parang alam mo yung limitations ng map, alam mo na hanggang saan ka lang mag-focus. Pero there are people na parang explorers sila na parang gusto nilang pumunta sa edge ng map and all that. Sa mga games si Kojima, may kita mo na ayoko na pumunta doon. Okay na yan. Diba? Versus like what, Skyrim, na parang gusto mong akyat, hindi, kaya ko yan eh. Kaya ko yung akyatin eh. So hindi ka nawawala, kasi hindi siya mukhang realistic. So hindi ka nawawala ng gana. Kasi sa tunay na buhay, ikaw yun, nandun ka. Hindi ka na, ano ngayon kung nandyan yung bundok banahaw, hindi ko naman akyatin yan, hayaw lang siya dyan. Diba?
Suspension so background of disbelief eh.
Totoo yun. So,
and I think the fact rin kasi that, and this is the genius ng ano eh, Death Stranding, even though the story admittedly is pretty shitty. Even for, I mean, given that si Kojima naman, it's his stories, it's always on the lens from a Japanese man, what he thinks it's cool based dun sa mga American influences niya. Pero I digress, like, it's a walking simulator, and of course you'd want to explore everywhere kasi naglalakad ka lang, you even have a bike. Pero because he has given a mechanic doon sa walking simulator niya in which nadudulas ka, yung stamina mo, yung load mo, mapapaisip ka na, I don't want to move any further kasi napagod na yung character ko eh.
Kasi nilagay niya as mechanic yung ano eh, yung hindi ka naakyat diyan kasi hindi mo kakayanin dahil wala ka lang energy.
Kailangan muna i-unlock to. Para makita.
By the time na ma-unlock mo, hindi ka na babalik. Layo eh. So yun nga. I mean, ito naman yung isa ko pang curiosity sa inyo. I mean, you guys are developing your own game right now, right? Project Sandata, I guess it's the name. Versus that and working on a AAA game, would you rather work on your own project or even an indie project for that matter versus a AAA game? What is the difference? Ano yung overall experience niyo pagdating sa AAA games? Maga, may re-recommendan nyo ba talaga yan sa iba?
I would say I would. Kasi... As far like compared to other countries, the amount of techniques that they've incorporated for creating a game, sobrang mind-blowing talaga. Even with the hardware limitations, I mean, kahit yung PS4, it does have its limitations eh. Pero the genius for other developers is they have the resources to make things still look pretty despite the limitations. I mean, salamat ka sa Unreal Engine, even if it's free, may certain limitations yan, unless you have a really good you have a really good tech artist to not only code it but also do art, to do art on it. Eh. And those things, I don't think they teach it freely, kasi of course nasa kontrata namin na to do, well, basically na, it's trade secret yung mga ganun. So we're pretty much left on our own to learn that, although there are schools nga nag-off online classes yung mga ganyan, and some of them are even talented enough to do that, like ayun si Rowie ang like when nung pumasok siya sa company, I noticed na he has that eye of for creating materials, kasi he was able to get that subtlety ng isang bagay. And fast forward a few years, ayun, senior artist na siya.
Yes.
Yes, si Sir Jem nagturo sa akin, nag-train sa akin. OG.
OG. Yeah. Oh.
Senpai, senpai.
Yan, mga senpai na yan, sila Jem tsaka Sara.
Kayo si ko si Rowie sana sa baba eh.
Doon pala nagsisimula yan. Guys, makipag-usap din kayo sa mga... Tsaka yung makakuha ng mga tips, mga ganyan. Okay, so...
Oh. Especially on tips, like, and I think rin kasi it, because it is because of the internet and dami mong resources na pwedeng kunin, di ba? And si Rowie, he does teach sa Binild ka nagtuturo, Rowie, no?
Sa Binild, sir.
Ayun, sa Binild. So people like that, they are giving back, at least dito sa industry natin, showing us how to do things, and definitely we need more of that, especially kung ano, like, you know who to ask on how to make your work look better.
Sir ka kay Jim Rowie, sir ka rin pala, Sir Rowie. Nagtuturo ka ngayon sa Binilil. Do you have classes right now?
Ang ngayon kasi tinanggihan ko muna yung ngayong term kasi online class eh. And ang concern ko kasi doon, yung main reason ko doon kaya tinanggihan ko for this term kasi ang bigat kasi nung tawag dito ng specs na kailangan mo to create assets talaga. I mean, sa umpisa, kaya pa. Sobrang bigat. So, kawawa yung student na may iwan. So, nag-decide ako na wag na lang muna. Actually, si Nicole din.
Oo nga.
Nagtuturo din siya doon. Sabi niya.
Pero wala naman akong ano ngayon doon. At least for Binild, wala akong kinuhang load din. Even din sa kabila, because I on two different institutions. I didn't get any load. Simply because, you know, medyo pagod-pagod din. It was really difficult. And then you had to do like preparations for class, like your lectures, possible activities, mga ganon. I mean, it's accessible, but like not accessible for everyone. And then on the other hand, sa'yo din is like you have to prepare and then prepare like manually, like literally prepare for it and then like mentally prepare for it. And it's taxing. Kasi, syempre, ngayon with the we have like from home setup and then we have like work from home setup school. So it's a little bit difficult. Energy, like the energy distribution is difficult.
Oo nga. I mean, I'm playing it down through this conversation, ah. Pero I mean, I'm really surprised that you guys are actually teaching your own stuff to other people. I mean, thank you very much, Jenna, sa service na yan, ah. Punta tayo ngayon sa medyo not really serious, pero I think you guys can give out your experiences pagdating dito. There are several issues coming out of the internet right now. Okay, so we're gonna talk about some of them, not really all of them. I don't think it's some of them. I know, pero I mean, how are you guys affected when you're hearing news like right now in Ubisoft and other like development studios, even on huge development studios, are having issues within their work environment. Kayo ba? I mean, I'm not saying that you guys point out any issues that you have here. Medyo hindi ko kaya yung ganun pressure. what I'm saying is parang, how do you guys see yourself? Kasi kayo, part na kayo dun eh, sa development world eh. So, how do you guys react to that kinds of news na parang, as yung sa, I mean, what do you call this? A creative director ng Ubisoft just got booted because of like behavior and all that. Are you guys scared for the gaming industry overall, or what do you think is happening?
Sa akin, I think okay, as an industry as a whole, and again, this is based rin sa personal opinion ko that okay. it's good that these things are coming out na rin and being called out na rin eh. Kasi la kumbaga tayo lang naman nandito. What more if kung halimbawa sa Pilipinas na maliit lang yung mga video game developer circles. It's going to be super hard with that. So every time when I see a news like that, I pretty much put it on the list of things that we should not do within the company.
Kasi most of you guys are on a leadership position, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's for Jem and Sarah, I think. Yeah. Yan si Sarah for 2D.
So, I mean, alam nyo na, you know. Pero, I mean, I'm also happy that we have, I mean, for the guys who are listening, we have 4 guests right now. Half of them is female. So that when, idea, diba? So I mean,
if you only knew na yung department ni Sarah, it's almost all female.
Yeah, marami kaming female.
Oh, yung mga kapwa kong managers, yung mga kapwa kong managers halos lahat female din.
Maganda ang maganda ang Pilipinas na development. Maganda. No. I
mean, issues like yung mga sa states where they have yung unequal pay. So but in the Philippines, I don't think that happens, or at least where on my work experience, I don't think I've experienced that.
Oo nga. Pero, mas lamang pa kayo ganun din.
But you did, you were able to, si Sarah, she was able to work doon sa, no, sa isang client nila, pinapalipad sila sa States.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
This is your, where is it? San Francisco? Or
sa San Francisco, yeah.
Oo. Oh. So, pinapalipad ka doon. Gusto mo ba lumipat?
No, I got to go there for training.
But San Francisco is a very tame environment in my opinion. I mean, kung meron kang pupuntahan na lugar, siguro na medyo female friendly and equality friendly is San Francisco. So
very open yung ano, culture niya.
LA.
LA medyo baka ma yeah. Oh, hindi ba? Okay. May experience to si Jem eh.
No, not really. Never pa ako lumabas for work purposes. Actually, the only time that I went out for work purposes was when we attended Kuala Lumpur's gaming event.
Na, okay, kasi you guys have to present.
Yeah. Alam mo yung event na yun, Jamie?
Yeah, I think we're following several also in Singapore. Yung parang kasi may us, our version is like ESGS of E3, di ba? So Singapore also has their one, and Malaysia also has their I think Thailand also has their own version.
Ang sayang doon sa Kuala Lumpur, kasi when I went there, I found out na basically the entire gaming industry was government supported. So
yes, that's true.
Yeah, so the place that we went through is actually, isipin mo parang Ortigas, pero halos lahat ng katabi mo mga gaming studios.
Talaga?
Oh, it's like a tech hub everywhere.
Hashtag sana all, no?
Oh, hashtag sana all.
Parang Silicon Valley.
Oo, pero mga gamers. At saka, halo-halo nga sila yung mga expats.
Let's talk about that. I mean, how do you see the Philippines making a dent in the gaming industry? Kasi hindi naman tayo kilala eh. That's why I'm actually surprised we found out about you guys. Kaya pala secret S6 kay Secret 6 eh, no? Talagang hidden talaga kayo. Kasi parang I know there are like studios that are opening here and there are also being outsourced. But when I saw the AAA portfolio that you have, is like, okay, so formidable tong mga tao na to. So I mean, yun nga, how do you guys see the gaming industry here in terms of developing? Kasi nga wala tayo masyadong presence when it comes to the international market. And most of the market is actually in the West. Unless MMO ka dito ka sa Asia. Diba?
Yes. Pero curious, how did you find out about Secret 6 pala?
I heard about you guys through ESGS. I didn't kasi nga I rarely check out websites and all that. Pero the courage for us to actually, kasi recently na lamang kami, digital like third year here, and most of the developers that we reach out don't usually speak out. They don't have, because if they don't have any projects coming out, they don't speak out. They don't want to be in interviews and all that. They have really little to say. Pero kasi kayo, you just had a recent interview. I think Hannah had a recent interview with I forgot who publication. Pero I saw an article that you guys were doing interviews and all that. So yun, naglakas loob kami na parang gusto kaya nila mag-podcast. Kasi ang gusto, I mean, us, we want to talk to you guys. Specifically, parang kayong apat talaga gusto namin dito. Not really the, if S6 has a spokesperson, okay yun. But if, I mean, hindi naman kami marketing, na malaki yung reach namin. Pero ang gusto namin kasi is to talk to you guys on how it is when it comes to the insides of developing, particularly kayo, AAA kayo, di ba? So, makakausap kasi namin, puro indie, ganyan. So, yung mga nagsa-startup pa lang, yun.
I think we had to thank yung marketing department namin for that. Kasi, like, fairly recently, nagkaroon kami to do pushes on exposing ourselves to other people. Like, I know din na nagkaroon rin yung department nila Rowan ng workshop sa Binild for
mm-mm.
And then sila Nicole on sa mga thesis nila, no?
We do advising. Yeah. I did advise.
And what else? Basta ang dami, like besides ESGS, some of the team were invited to talk into different schools kahit outside of Manila. I think the farthest ano yung inattend, wait, yung CBN, sila BN yung down south, no?
I can't recall.
yeah basta meron din events outside of Manila, that
Metro Manila.
Yeah, and which I think is good kasi like I said, we want to give back dun sa community on what we know, and especially getting them prepared dun sa workforce. Kasi finally we can prove to the parents na this is a real job.
It's trying to lose that stigma around, game.
Puro kayo laro, ha? Jokes on you, bihira na ako makalaro.
Oo,
computer.
Yeah, iyan ngayon alam niyo kung bakit ganun yung title ng podcast namin, na
shared trauma.
Galing yan sa mga parents eh. Puro ka laro. Di ba? Yan, totoo yun. Kasi right now, I may speak in too early here, pero and it has already started with like GDAP and all that, the Game Developers Association of the Philippines. Pero you guys, kasi nga nagtuturo kayo eh, and you guys are attending the seminars and all that, you guys are now planting the seeds of the future of the games industry here in the Philippines. Wala pa man tayo talagang matasabi mong flagship ng Pilipinas. Katulad ng ano, I mean, Poland na meron na silang The Witcher. Na,
CD Projekt Red.
Oh, CD Projekt Red. May flagship na silang game na parang, oh, gawang ano yan. Polish
cultural
yan,
funding pa yan, ha? That's like, biggest, it's pretty much like the biggest honor of a funding that you would have. Na culturally relevant ka.
Exactly, di ba? Parang, I mean, pinaghirapan nila yon. They didn't get all spotlights on them until they had like what, Witcher 2 or Witcher 3. In Witcher 1, medyo parang it flew under the radar of everyone. So they really grinded out what they are now. Na may game sila na pinag-uusapan na hindi pa nagre-release. I mean, to make that much impact into the game, in the games industry, na is a huge thing pagdating sa country nila. So we might have not that, pero pretty soon, and I, like I said, I'm talking in advance here, pero isa sa mga tinuturuan nyo, pwedeng gumawa ng flagship na yun eh. Diba? So, yeah.
To go back nga dun sa question mo nga, kasi I think we're trying to hit two sides, at least as a company. Like, we provide AAA assets, put us in the map as a reliable outsourcing company for those big games. With Project Sandata, that's basically putting our flag that ito yung locally developed games natin na hindi lang limited doon sa mobile. Because basically, the resources that we have gave us the opportunity to create, to at least start, put that into production. And I hope rin, yung experience namin dun sa ESGS, sobrang heartwarming. Like, we've been to multiple ESGS in even small events na nag-host kami ng PXG tournament, which is the same time is like a testing grounds yan sa mga tao. And I think on our last event, nung pasara last game na, and ipapakita na yung names ng ano, ng team, yung team, yung pangalan ng mga team, Team Alpha, Team Beta, yung isang team, in best na names nila yung nakasulat, they spelled out, "Thank you po, Project Sandata."
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, like lahat ng pagod tsaka hirap namin. It's like, oh my God, they actually like it.
That's the reason we also did this podcast. It's because just to give spotlight to you guys that have no spotlight at all. Diba? Mostly the people who are like creative director or whatever, those are the guys that are being shown in those interviews and all that. Pero you guys who actually create the small cans na sinasabi niyo yung maliliit na lata lang, di ba? You guys are the bones or the soul of the industry na kailangan at least bigyan ng spotlight. Kasi nga, I mean, ako personally, I'm concerned when we're talking about in-announce na nila yung launch date, tapos iba yung mood ng office na parang, yan yung launch date? Sure kayo? Kakayanin ba natin yan? Diba?
All too familiar feeling.
Diba? Nakakarating ba sa inyo yung pressure na yun pagdating sa client?
Yeah.
Nagpo-post sila ng launch date. It's far. What?
Go what?
Wala, ano pa lang? Nasa ano pa lang tayo?
We haven't even...
But I'm not done with the graphics.
Hindi nila nakikita yun eh. Hindi nakikita ng like gamers or consumers na yung part na yun na parang wala. I mean, let's just give out the best example of a game so rushed that could have been the greatest, but now it's the greatest blunder, which is Anthem na ginawa ng EA. Diba? Ito yung, diba? I mean, they already announced the concept where the ganyan-ganyan, pero nothing was actually made. No one was making the game. they were already may trailer na nga, may ganyan na daw. Sabi niya, wala pa tayong nagagawang ganyan. Di ba?
Yung so, ano, Mass Effect Andromeda, that was the biggest heartbreak sa akin.
Pero I think because of that, I think sinadya naman talaga nila mag-fail yun because they hated the engine. I don't know, have you guys worked on, what was that engine? Is it Frostbite? No, it's not. Is it Frostbite engine?
I haven't.
You guys are working with what? Unity, of
mostly,
course.
Mostly, Unreal and Unity.
Yeah, it's Unity.
You know, my favorite naman talaga nila, Unity.
Oh.
I'm trying to review a game right now. It's made in Unity and all that. So everyone was making in Unity. Kasi nga, I mean, it's out there. Personally, I wanted, ako, if I was gonna make a game, I'll make it in Unreal Engine 4. Not because it's easy or not, but because it's a free engine. Diba? I mean,
there are a lot of things you can do with it.
Ano yan, Sarah?
There are a lot of resources then available online.
Mm-mm. Correct. Uh-oh. So I mean, it's free. The only time that they're gonna charge you is like, sumikat yung game mo, pengin 5%. Yun lang yung inihingi ng Epic Games eh. So if you actually launch the game and if you're selling it, if not, then it's yours. You want to make a presentation out of Unreal Engine 4, then it's yours, diba? So, yun. Ano pa ba? Do you guys follow or have, like, do you guys follow the local scene or, kumbaga parang, meron ba nagpa-pirate sa inyo locally, mga ganyan-ganyan? Of course, marami. Kasi, yung pangalan niya eh. Pero, do you guys have friends in other indie development studios that are asking for help from you guys? Mga ganyan ba kayong sitwasyon? Ayaw magsalita, oh. Sige na nga, huwag na nga natin pag-usapan.
Yeah, I mean,
ayan talaga.
I mean,
kahit ano lang, kahit consultation, mga ganyan. Kasi syempre may experience kaya.
No, wala. Sa akin, wala naman sa akin.
I think kung work-related, sa akin ah, like kung work related they like stay away. So no, I can't help you, I'm under contract.
Oo nga.
Pero marami naman akong friends sa ibang studio nagwo-work and marami rin, I also know people nga doon sa mga in-interview sa my interview niyo eh, although I forgot nga which one, but some of them are I'm pretty close with. I'm not sure kung kilala mo siya, no, like si Gwen Foster.
Familiar.
Yeah, siya yung, well, kasama rin siya dun sa nag-asikaso sa ESGS. You should have her on your podcast if you want to talk more about yung indie local scene.
Oo. Actually, we're planning on that na yun. Para makakuha kami ng more ano. Actually, I mean, the reason why I usually bring up the local scene and the Philippine gaming industry, not just because syempre Pilipino tayo, it's because of, I think we met last year, we haven't got to interview her, pero she's this individual that actually created una na attract kami kasi gumawa siya ng board game na mag-isa. She created a card game herself, and then while we're asking that, she said, I also made the game by myself. Kasi karamihan doon na nagpe-present puro sila mga magkakaklaseng lalaki, mga ganyan. So siya, nag-iisa lang siya sa isang buta. Si, sabi niyo, alam mo, you're the most, you should have created, magawa parang kailangan mo ng marketing ano help. Kasi parang, ikaw yung pinaka-outstanding dito kasi you created, she created like two games. I think one is a platformer and one is like an RPG. And then she also created a card game and was like, ang daming oras ni ate.
Diba? Oh yeah. They sound like big games.
Oh, so parang ano siya, creative siya and all that. So I mean, sabi ko, yun yung mga remnants ng who is gonna pioneer the future of the Philippine gaming industry. Ito yung mga hindi mo mapapansin na unspoken names pag may sumikat na flagship game ang Pilipinas. So, and also kayo, isa rin kayo doon, di ba? Kasi eto mga to, sila rin magpapasalamat. Thank you pala kay Prof. Nicole tsaka kay Prof. Rui sa pagtulong sa akin.
Woohoo!
Shout out mo ako pag sikat ka na.
Yeah, no. Shout out na okay na yan.
Sikat na nga kayo. Sikat na nga kayo eh. I remember okay. This time nung like sometimes like you say all this and syempre na no kami. Oh, di naman kami ganun eh. Like and sometimes yung our reputation ay hindi ko aware sa reputation ng how big our reputation as a company was. And mm-hmm. It was this time nung we attended a global game jam mm-hmm. sa Ateneo. Mm-hmm. I was with a group of devs na pumasok. Eh, mga alumni rin sila sa Ateneo eh. And then, mm-hmm. and then from what I heard from people, and I heard it from other people din sa ibang group, nung nakita niya yung grupo namin, they were like, oh, sila yung mga taga Essex, mga taga Essex.
You know what? That reminds me of the same story of we had. Like, when nung student pa ako sa Binild, and then there were Secret Six people participating in the global game jam. And kami nun dati, like, grabe naman sila, ba't sila nandito? studio na sila, bakit sila nandito? Yung reaction namin pa, lugi kami, ganyan.
Sobrang chat natin, eh, no?
Yeah, parang student kami noon, parang bakit? Oh my God. But oh, yeah, oh. Like one of the participants before in our global game jam, nung student pa ako, he was actually a prof, and he's and I'm also working with him na, so parang, oh wow, prof ka namin dati. Now I'm working with him sa Secret Six.
Oh.
I mean, I think that's the sign that you guys are doing good is that you don't know your own reputation, meaning yung dating niya sa people who actually should matter na pumansin sa inyo, which is the next in line, meaning yung mga katrabaho niya in the future, the people who actually are studying development right now or game development or any other language or game engine that are that would contribute sa ano, diba? Kasi minsan hindi naman someone in your office doesn't mean that they're gonna touch any asset creation or 3D art or anything like that. Minsan, as essential lang as coding, laking tulong yan sa game. I mean, ikaw, di ba, Nicole? I mean, you're part of the rules and regulations of
rules and regulations committee. Yep.
Oh, di ba?
Especially kapag naghaharap ka ng mga use case, teka, by exploit ba to ng player? Lagot tayo pag na-exploit nila. Kailangan palitan.
I mean, are you guys being, what do you call this, accountable to those kind of things? Na parang, oy, may exploit na ganito ah. Are you tasked on finding out where exactly the problem is?
That's for our QA, mostly, to actually find those things, yeah. And then, bring up sa amin, and then we try to iterate, of course, para at least maiwasan yung mga ganon.
Yung mga QA, sila yung mga ano, yun, mga talon lang talon kung saan saan ano, para lang makita na, oh, hindi gumagalaw.
the usual perception is, oh, maglalaro ka lang eh.
Nope. They're gonna sacrifice their, you know, the sense of fun, because they're gonna do the same thing over and over again, test the same thing exactly. Over and over again. Just go.
I mean, I think I have a friend that's part of the QA, and he hated his job because his job then, which was contractual pa, is to run into lahat daw ng bato. Tatakbuhan niya, titingin niya kung magkiklip. Kung magkiklip or magkiklip siya through or whatever, sabi, yun yung trabaho niya talaga. Sabi ko, seryoso ka? And this was the time where hindi naman magaganda talaga yung assets. Ha? So yung mga bato looks like polygons or whatever. Yung mga ganyan ba yung itsura? Sabi niya, pangit tong game. Tapos, di ba? Kasi you're looking at the bare bones, what do you call this in the development world? I mean, I call it a demo. Pero,
MVP.
A build. Ayun. So, yung parang, maliit na build lang siya. So, parang, hindi naman talaga, it's not the entire game, pero yun lang yun. Takbo mo lang lahat ng bato dyan. Yun lang yung trabaho niya. Tapos gagawa lang siya ng report para doon. Okay. in your talks, when it comes to like crowds or seminars or what that, how do you entice people coming to work for you guys? Kasi ang ina-expect nila is parang, oh, I'm gonna create games, yung ganyan-ganyan. Pero most of the things that we'll see is mostly codes and all that. So, how do you entice people to actually na gawin tong ginagawa nyo in the future? Tiga mo, tumahimik.
Students to like when they graduate to apply for our company? Mga ganun.
I mean, if there are like potential candidates na talaga na, di ba, siyang nag-aaral sila and all that, how, what do you actually say to these guys? Kasi alam nila, alam nyo na yung papasukin nila eh. So it's not all fun and games. But, di ba?
Tatingin yung mga teachers, Rowie. Kasi may sinasabi sa'yo yung mga student, sinasabi mo sa mga studyante po.
Oh my God, oh no.
Ano lang, sinasabi lang sa akin na ano, ma-enjoy nila yung art talaga. Kaya lang sinasabi ko. Kasi, like I said kanina, sobrang nakaka-addict talagang gumawa. Like, ang time mo masatisfy sarili mo bago umuwi. Parang ganun. And, ano, in-encourage ko lang sila, parang sinasabi mo sila na keep practicing talaga. Kasi, yung mga company nowadays, they won't, ano naman talaga, titignan yung grades mo, your numbers. It's all about yung portfolio mo talaga.
Oo.
Ayun lang talaga yung sinasabi sa nila.
So how do you, I mean, ikaw, Rowie, I mean, you're part of that. How do you discern your passion into creating your art versus business as usual?
Actually, yan lang, story lang. Ako din, hindi ko rin alam paano napunta sa game dev.
Lahat tayo, yay!
Hindi ko talaga alam nun. Like, nakita ko to sa bilid na alagay na courses BSIT. Hanggang doon lang binasa ko. Tapos mayroon pala nakakabit na GDB. It's game development, etc. So parang nung, ano na lang din, later on, nagugulat na lang, but may programming logic and stuff. Then, dumating yung art. Doon parang natuwa ako ng sobra. Like, ano lang talaga, more inspiration lang talaga sa mga professor, ganun. And sa mga nakikita mo sa video, sa mga YouTube, social media, ganun, Facebook, Instagram. More on, ano lang talaga eh. Parang self, hindi napilitan eh. Parang lalo ang na-excite. Na-curious eh. Talagang curious ako eh. Like, paano kaya ginagawa yan? And then, later on, natuwa ako sa process hanggang sa Ayun, green up ko na yung opportunity na, sige, 3D artist ako, para ganun.
yung sa akin, medyo iba eh. Pero sort of similar. Like I mentioned earlier, like I'm an advertising graduate from UST. And after graduation, in no way I see myself working as an advertising agency, because alam mo yung mga horror stories dun eh, na sobrang mabilis, sobrang fast-paced yung dating. Then one time yung thesis professor ko recommended me doon sa Essex, and sabi lang niya, so magdo-drawing ka lang ng ano, tao, okay naman yung anatomy mo eh. So oh, sige. So I got in the interview na gusto yung gawa nila, that sabi na, congratulations, you're a texture artist. Sabi ko, ano? I mean, yung time na yon hindi ako marunong gumamit ng Wacom. Ngayon, di ako marunong gumamit ng Maya or ZBrush. And I basically learned all the way. And I asked yung dati kong senior na, bakit ano, like, of all the candidates, ako, wala akong experience sa 3D. Bakit mo napili? Then, sabi niya, well, kasi yung napansin namin yung hagod, kumbaga yung hagod mo, and the way how you, iba kasi yung ano, yung texturing, texture artist workflow dati, it lahat is based talaga sa foundations mo sa art. And apparently, kita nila na ganong kaganda yung foundations ko nung time na yon, na pwede siya i-translate into a texture artist for 3D. I just have to learn how to do it. Oh, sobrang weird eh. Pero natatawa kasi ako, kasi I do remember that I wanted to be in the game industry dati kasi I wanted to make a game. Pero yung first dream ko talaga is to make comics eh.
Oo. Mm-hmm. So ibig sabihin, they saw your mindset was right. They just had to teach you the... They just had to give you the tools to actually make it.
Oh. And down the line, like, syempre I learned, sobrang fast-paced talaga doon. Like, you'd have to learn the new versions or the new workflow almost every month. Like, oh, may bagong engine na naman. And then you were working, for example, you're working on this one shader for an entire month kasi gusto mo ma-figure out. And then Sunday, oops, may bagong engine. We're going to have to change it to that. Siyempre na ano ka, nalula ka. Pero I do see the value talaga, especially dun sa ano eh. Especially dun sa yung game dev na mindset. Going back dun sa you don't just make a can. You make a can that really lives into that world. It certainly helps rin yung kumbaga yung artistic intuition ko sa labas ng ano game industry.
Go Nicole, you were about to say something.
I was just saying na parang in relation to that, usually what I would say din sa to my students and like to encourage them na they go beyond the four corners of the classroom. So if they really want to pursue yung game dev, like not just our company, if they really want to pursue it, then they have to really like try to explore learning beyond ano nung tinuturo sa classroom, so that they kapag once they enter the industry, they'll be more equipped, they'll be more ready to actually, you know, perform yung mga ginagawa namin. I guess yun mostly na lang yung nababanggit sa kanila. I also tell yung ibang processes, usual na ano na yung mga presentations ganyan, but what matters to them is yung mga life experience na nakuha namin as we went through yung our game dev life. And then pinapasa ko lang sa kanila basically.
Sarah, what can you ikaw? Si Ma'am Sarah.
Well, yung sa akin is I'm not sure kasi ako rin like, well, ako kasi childhood dream ko yung gumawa ng game. So yun yung gusto ko. Pero yung course ko was multimedia arts. And it was the multimedia arts nung time na puro graphic design, marketing, advertising yung yung usual.
Oo nga.
Yun. So when it was only when I went to Essex where I learned how the yung game development process works. Like, so I would like make the assets, tapos ibibigay sa i-implement sa engine or sa build, ganon.
Inaabangan ko na, sana meron pa tayo isang guest, Ikaw, HLM ka, di ba? Paano ka na po?
yung story ko is different. Like, I'm similar to Rui na started with, game dev. But then, like, on Rui's end, like, he didn't know that why am I in this course? I started in like game dev na I know I want this course because I really wanted to make games like I think around high school, and then I think I got into coding. I was nung nagkaroon na mga coding class, like yung sobrang basic na coding class sa high school, parang oh my god, yes, I am gonna create something. And then I sometimes end up disappointed, hindi games. And then like I just tas nung ayun nung nalaman ko na oh my game dev pala, so like okay, let's jump in, yes, I can finally learn how to play make games. And then like pagkapasok ko, oh my god, it's more difficult than I thought.
More coding.
Yeah, more coding. And then at some point like ayoko na mag-code. Then design ako.
the one thing rin this was from my previous talk then from sa USD, and especially as an artist sa game industry, and tama nga si Nicole na you have to get experience outside dun sa four walls ng classroom. Sa akin, not only dun sa four walls ng classroom mo, beyond art na rin. Like, kasi you're handling engines na rin eh. And one good example of this was, if you, I assume everybody watches Toy Story, mga Toy Story movies, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And kita mo yung leap of quality nila from one, o sabihin natin two and three. Like yung lighting nila is so much better, mm-hmm. pati yung materials. And everybody thought na yung main color artist niyan, si Daisuke Tatsumi, everybody thought that it's because his understanding of how light works in his art that makes it looks better.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, pero in reality, sabi niya, he actually learned a lot from some mga programmers ng engine nila on mm-hmm. how light works. And uh-oh. Because of that, he knows how to translate it rin dun sa art na yun eh. So may science side of it all din. So like, halimbawa, kung gusto ko pailawin yung isang ilaw na to, you have to know the difference between a fluorescent and an incandescent uh-oh. Light.
Alright.
Or you have to know na, sige, gagawa ko ng mga sci-fi, sabihin natin cyberpunk na area. Di puro neon lights. Pero yung mga neon lights mo, you have to make it so that parang it's an actual neon gas na umiilaw doon sa loob ng tubo, not just a strip mm-hmm. of light.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
May ganun factors, ano? I mean, on how to produce the correct lighting.
Oo. Kahit nga rin sa concept art, eh, like, a lot of people, sabihin natin, oh, they want to make concept art ng Ranger, ng ganun. Mm-hmm. Pero, they're only focused on sa design appeal noon. Pero once na dumating yan sa 3D artist is, okay, this won't work because of this. Like, mm-hmm. the pouch is too big. Kung gagalaw siya, magkiklip yan, mahirapan yung animators, ganun. Objective mm-hmm. thinking, kumbaga, versus subjective thinking.
I think I'll have two more that I need to ask you guys. Need talaga. Okay. So, do you guys, let's say, you guys create these games, AAA games and all that. Okay? Medyo happy ako tayo dun sa ayaw natin pag-usapan na. Pero, hindi natin pwede sabihin kung ano siya. I mean, you guys watch the review of the games that you are actually involved in and listen to the criticisms behind the work that you guys do. Not exactly the story, not exactly the gameplay. Pero the work that you guys, that kumbaga yung review na yon nag-touch doon sa ginagawa nyo. Are you guys affected in any way? Do you take it personally and professionally at the same time, yung mga criticisms na yon? Or do you let it, pabayaan mo yung ano niyan, pabayaan mo na yung publisher niyan, basta gumawa lang kami ng trabaho? Or do you guys take it na, hindi ko nagagawa, kailangan ko palang i-take yun as a lesson.
I like to look at yung games that we do. Yung reaction from users na especially if yung mga wala na, hindi naman sila yung artist na parang outside perspective. And wala. Parang ano, it's refreshing rin to see how they think. Na let's say the certain item is like hindi rin nila nalalaman yung on how it's made, that the reason why the design is like this is because this is how it will work in game. Mga ganun things.
So basically, di kami affected.
hindi naman. Parang tinitingnan lang namin. Hindi kami yung na-hurt na I can't believe it.
Kasi parang yung mostly yung mga focus dun sa reviews na yun. Well, especially yung mga YouTubers na nagre-review ng game. It's mostly dun either sa narrative, gameplay, etc. Pero they don't really talk about like yung assets, if anything. Kung may mga design thing.
They criticize the assets, actually. They mostly praise them.
Yeah, if anything, it's all praise. So, we don't know how to... We haven't handled at least yung side na yun. we're mostly on the asset side.
Kasi minsan mayroong mga criticism na parang I think one of the reviewers that I follow is like ACG, because he gives out a detail of everything, even like sound, voice, and everything like that. So, meron siya minsan mga criticism na parang I think the graphics is overall great, yung mga ganyan-ganyan. There are some places na yung textures hindi inayos, yung ganyan-ganyan. So, I mean, pag ganun, kung halimbawa, may sinabing ganun sa games nyo, who reacts first? Essex or the client? Oy, sinabi yung ano daw, ganyan-ganyan. May ganun ba? Or do you think it's a miss? Or meron bang tinatawag na back job sa inyo or something like that? That you guys have to redo that particular part because there's criticism that has gone out.
I don't think there is a chance to redo it once nalubabas na yung criticism. End of contract na yun eh.
unless gusto nyo, sa contract walang like back job or something like that na...
Depende talaga. If they ask us to do it, then sige, we'll do it.
Okay.
Pero okay. di ka may more hurt, Dern. I mean, it's, well, basically, work is work talaga eh.
Oh, guys, narinig nyo ha. Huwag kayong, kahit anong sabihin nyo, wala pake. Kala nyo nasasaktan nyo sila.
Take it as a grain of salt.
Matitigas to mga to. Okay. I think this is the last thing that I'm gonna ask from you guys. I think final words from each of you to our listeners on how to exactly look at you guys. Meaning, how should us as like simple gamers and like consumers of games and all that should view developers in the future and the work that you guys put into it. Yun. Ano lang yung ano niya? Baga pagkakataon niyo to para pagsabihan sila.
I think on my end, usually sometimes in may mga certain things that you want from games na it's not there and you'd wonder why it's like this way.
Mm-mm.
And usually it's something that sometimes it's just not really feasible at this moment na we try to do make the game as good as possible, but there are some certain mechanics will not always work in game, or it's not gonna work together with other parts of the game. I think that's my thought for like if people criticize.
Yung sa akin, ano, it's more of like, please understand. we are limited by the production time. Please understand na we are humans. We make mistakes, even though we've tested them several times. Siyempre, may miss out ka pa rin something there that probably irks you. Pero we're doing our best naman to really deliver good quality.
Pero sometimes hindi nyo nakita yung nakita nila, eh, di ba? No? Oh, mm-hmm. we didn't really see it that way, oh, di ba? Parang okay, next time. Okay, sino ba? Si Rui.
Pagdating sa art talaga is subjective talaga yung art eh. Pero ang ginagawa namin talaga, siguro hindi lang kami, lahat siguro is na dumidepende kami sa technicalities ng art. Since subjective siya, fa-follow namin yung technicalities. Like, for example, yung mga dirt na maliliit, hindi pwede ilagay kasi masakit sa mata kapag tinignan sa screen. Ganun. Like, yung iba may nagko-comment na, alalaki ng dirt bad, gano'n. Kasi hindi namin siya pwedeng liitan kasi parang nag-create siya ng noise inside the game. So, ayun lang naman.
Jam, final words.
Ayun, so going back nga dun to Roy about how art is subjective. Sige, art is subjective, pero game design is pretty much objective. Nga.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like every decision has made, we assure you na it has gone through a lot of hoops And a lot of people, a lot of decision, a lot of ano, arguing din, unfortunately. Uh-oh. pero that's part of the process. Ngayon, it doesn't mean it's perfect. And katulad sa amin ni Nicole, it's ano, tao naman lahat tayo. I mean, that's why we have QA testers, kasi we have people to give us a fresh eye din. Pero kahit rin sila mag-burn out on doing almost the same thing every day. So sure, some things would miss dun, some things would be missed all throughout the production. Pero if those things na kaya natin siyang bitawan for the sake na we get to finish the game properly, then it is something that we can live with. The thing that we basically wouldn't live with is if we put out a game na parang wala na tayong puso doon, kumbaga. Gusto lang natin tapusin.
Correct. Kainig kayo EA, ha? Kainig kayo.
Naramdaman kasi ng player yun, eh.
Correct. Totoo yan. Damang-dama yan.
May mga supportive people rin naman, eh. Like, on other games, like, other people who are willing to wait out nga doon sa, ano, sa game na yun. Like, yung sa No Man's Sky, yan yung pinakamagaling na ano na anime redemption arc na nangyari. Like, they were able to pick themselves up. Eh. When I saw the first example ng ganyan, ang dami.
Pero yun nga, maganda nga yung ano, No Man's Sky.
When you first saw No Man's Sky, yung first release nila, maging disappointed ka for sure, pero somewhere inside me, I feel na, oh man, I know how that feels, especially sa inyo na they're able to deliver. Pero the thing that we would definitely applaud to na they were able to come back stronger dun sa mga latest patches nila.
Totoo. A game that I actually play very much so is yung Rainbow Six Siege. I was there on its like closed beta, open beta, and all that. So we played through all iterations.
Nice.
Napakapangit. Nice. Talaga, nag-launch talaga siya medyo, I mean, nadi-disconnect kami. Yung parang gano'n, ano ba tong game na to? So marami sa amin, wala na eh, nabili ko na eh. So andyan lang siya. I mean, there was a time I actually uninstalled that game. Pero all through these years, like since 5 years na sila, year 5, coming to year 5 or year 4, ngayon iba na, nasa esports na sila. The game is on that level na ngayon. There are still some complaints because syempre nagsa-stagnate yung meta ng game and all that sa bawat nire-release nila and all that. So papalit-palit. Pero that's the how far the criticism goes. They're not calling it like, this is unfinished game, ganun. Versus nung talaga nag-launch siya, kasi para talagang minadali yun kasi nga it wasn't created with anything. No, iba yung parang nag-release ka. I mean, from Rainbow Six, the title itself is like a single player, ganyan-ganyan, tapos may multiplayer din siya. Yun, naglabas lang siya as multiplayer lang siya. So it was created for that purpose only. And people are beloved to the Rainbow Six Siege or Rainbow Six title. Oo. Na parang, hindi ito yung gusto namin. diba? So, pero pinilit talaga yon. And sinabi na, hindi maganda talaga to. Tingin mo, 5 years na from now, sabi, maganda nga.
dami ng fan art sa mga ibang...
Correct. So, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, in fairness naman to you guys, there will always be fans of the games or the things that you actually create in game. I for one love RPGs and would definitely look at the assets most of the time. Meron din mga ano to. 'Di ba? Kasi minsan yung pagkakagawa sa kanya on a 2D, okay, on a 3D pag nag-iba na yung ano yun, 'di ba? So, yun. May mga ganun assets pero sa MMO lang naman yun, huwag kayong magalala. Ayun. So, anyway, thank you very much for giving us the insights for our listeners here on what it is like to actually work with a AAA developer. Maraming salamat sa inyong apat. Thank you very much for guesting And yun, I hope maka-exclusive kami sa mga ginagawa in the future ng mga project niyo. I mean, oh, if you guys need to shout out or anything like that, you guys have that this time.
Plug namin syempre yung Project Sandata.
Mm-hmm.
We recently relaunched the website just to give you a short preview on dun sa progress namin. And yeah, we've been laying low for a few years since our last ESGS. Pero it's mostly na para ma-reconstruct na we reshift namin yung focus on how to make the game better. And pretty much yung website na yun will give you the rundown by it. So I think the web name ng, let me just double check yung name ng website.
In a few words, what is Project Sandata for our listeners?
Nawala yung code ko.
Huli mo!
Gusto mo ako na mag-ano?
Yes, please.
Okay, Project Sandata is an award-winning, skill-based competitive first-person shooter by veteran Filipino developers of Secret Six.
And the website is projectsandata.com.
Or, you know, you just visit us through our Steam page and website. Yep. And we also have a Facebook page and Twitter. So, you guys follow, like and follow, go lang.
Guys, may Facebook sila. So, malamang yun ang una-una nyong bibisitahin eh. Pero, like
hope
yung page, share, okay?
I hope you like the memes.
Oo. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jem, Nicole, Rui, Tara. Thank you very much for joining. Sana bumalik kayo kung meron tayong pag-uusapan.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you, yan nga pala. All right. Presenting, guys, Secret Six. Madami po silang ginawang laro, including Uncharted. And hindi namin pwede sabihin yung isa. Pero Just Cause 4. Just visit their site, secret6.com. All right. Thank you very much, mga kalaro. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.